The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, happy to take some calls. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You could text the show as well. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. A lot of sports, a lot of Rona. And we're just trying to keep things as normal as possible and have some fun and hope you're enjoying it while you're stuck on lockdown. And those of you who are having to work, hopefully we're keeping you entertained as much as possible. Raphael on Twitter said, the guy who dropped his phone on the floor inside the restroom stall, his phone's the least of his worries. He really shouldn't be playing away road games right now. True. There are some things that you can't avoid. And there's a gas station near me where I go to get bread and stuff when we need it. And the guy's got the mask and the gloves and everything, and he's behind the wall. So, you know, and if I have to get gas in the car, I'm washing my hands afterwards because you don't know before and after, and disinfecting it, the thing on the gas deal, and just doing little stuff like that. And, you know, I feel like if we all just did the right stuff here, then it would be fine. But when you don't need to go in, I was talking about this last week, like Specs has a drop-off, the downtown Specs has a curbside. Just order your stuff ahead of time and get the curbside. So you're not going in and wandering around, touching a bunch of stuff. And, oh, let me look at this wine bottle. No, I don't want this. I mean, for once, don't shop. Just buy. And if we all keep doing that stuff, we'll get through it. Greg says, watching the ships come in here, I thought I was bored. Yeah. And Greg said, also said, if this lockdown lasts any longer, my PS4 is going to catch fire. And, yeah, that's the thing, man. Just keep finding things to keep your mind occupied. And so he says, I hope Fred is okay. He's breathing hard like Lance was the other day. Do they both have the Rona? I don't have the Rona. I'm just pacing the whole time. It's my way of, you know, for some reason, being here at home and not sitting in studio, I like to just keep moving the whole time. So if I get winded and die, it'll be all right. You know, we've got people who can replace me. Somebody else says, Fred, I know you're not a country music fan, but did you see that Joe Diffie died yesterday from the Rona? Guy's a legend, so this sucks real bad. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it's not that I'm not a fan of country. I'm just not rabid about it. But, yeah, I know who Joe Diffie was, and that sucks. I mean, sucks that anybody, that we're losing anybody right now. And I think that's when maybe it'll start hitting home to people, AJ, is when people they respect and listen to and love all, you know, when that starts happening, then maybe we'll take it a little more serious.
I guess so. I mean, he's one of the more famous guys that I've heard his name. And again, I'm not a country music guy, but I think that kind of is a wake up call to people when famous people start dying. It's one thing when famous people get it, you know, Tom Hanks has coronavirus, no symptoms, but he's got corona. Everybody's like, oh God. When famous people start dying, it's like, oh, boy, this is a real thing.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot more people, like one of the guys who was the inventors of the internet, who's like 79, 80 years old, he's got it. So, I mean, and now, to be honest, those are probably the people who are going to get tested, the people who can afford it. We're not hearing as much about the people who can't. But, you know, that's just how the world works. Somebody says, most of us are loyal to you guys, are loyal to us. I've supported for over 7 years and we'll never go anywhere. We love you guys chasing the woodlands. Dude, we appreciate you guys so much. This is, you have no idea how much therapy this is just for me to be able to come to the show and talk about the crazy stuff that we talk about. And another guy, 832, says, wife lost her job. I'm about to get laid off. I don't know how we're going to make our payments. And yeah, that's what has me worried. It's like, that's all you think about, and try to think about fun stuff. And you know, you plan for the worst and hope for the best is all you can do. And hopefully, yep, like I said, at the end, we'll all get through this. And I can't wait for the day when we're out on a remote and we all drink a beer together, because you know, because that day will happen. I'd be willing to bet a small child on it. I don't have a small child. I'd have to go try to steal one and probably get beat up by a wrestler, but I'd be willing to bet that. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And you were talking about one thing about if they decide media is not essential, then we would just go to ESPN National. I don't know of any disaster where they haven't let the media do their jobs. So I think we don't have to worry about that. I think our guys will still be able to get in, even if they make these restrictions.
I would think so too, but I mean, you never know.
No, we don't know, and we'd be lying to sit here and tell you. But I mean, I've lived through a lot of disasters in my day, and that was one thing that never has been cut off. So as long as they consider us real media and not, you know, the toy department or whatever, then we should be here.
Right.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Here's a good question for you. Does Pro Dunk Hoops install in Beaumont?
I think anywhere in the southeast Texas area, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, that's and that's a good thing to do too, man. Just like AJ said in the first hour, going out and playing baseball with his kids. You know, if you stick a basketball goal up, and maybe your kids aren't into it, but teach them basketball. Go get a hoops goal. It'll be fun. Gives you something to take your mind off everything.
Right.
It's like Saturday was fun because a bunch of us just got on Twitter, start sharing horse picks. And, you know, it was like the old days sitting at the track, except it was probably about 500 people instead of 6 or 7. And we're all drinking and making bets, and it was fun. And, you know, just little things like that going to make it all okay. So, anyway, somebody says, you think I could trade a Ken Griffey rookie card for Watson? Probably. Probably.
If you
512 says,
it depends on, it's got to be, you were looking at the upper deck one, I hope.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to take a Topps or a Donruss card for that.
See, if it were me, I'd ask for a Honus Wagner for him, but it's O'Brien, so you're probably okay with that. So what are your thoughts on everyone using all this electricity, staying home in the summer hits, AC units and blackouts? Let's not worry about that stuff yet, man. We're not there. I mean, we're probably closer because it's Houston. So, you know, but yeah, and that's the hardest thing not to do is think about all these bad things that could happen. Let's just get through one day at a time. Don't die before tomorrow, and we'll all be happy. You see James Dolan's got it?
Yes. I also saw, I mean, Knicks fans basically celebrating, which is really cruel, but, I mean, that's completely unsurprising from New York sports fan.
I mean, as soon as I saw that, it's like, oh, I got to go to Twitter and just search Dolan and coronavirus, and it was exactly what I expected. You know, mostly stuff like, there really is a God. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. But, you know, hey, when you do stuff that makes you very disliked, Bill O'Brien, then these things happen. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, two people who are Metro tested positive. I was doing contract work for Metro 7 days this month. Should I be worried? I mean, the thing is, like, if most of us are going to get it, we've already got it, right? So you can't worry about it until, try not to worry about things like that. I know it sounds silly, but do I have I have something here, right, Aaron, that could cheer people up? Yeah, because Just talking about Saturday, I was on BetUS.com and playing Gulfstream Park, gave the people some winners. We had a blast, and you can still do that. You still got Gulfstream. You still got Oaklawn Park. There's still tracks running, and you can bet on them. And right now, they're going to offer daily rebates. That was the other cool thing. You know, I had a nice day on Saturday. I get up Sunday, and I get a nice little chunk for every bet I make. And I thought I did even better than I thought because of those daily rebates. And you know what? If the horse racing slows down, they've got a casino. You can play blackjack, but you can bet the ponies, whatever you want. BetUSRacing.com is your destination. And how about this? Blitz listeners are going to qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Just go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. And, guys, I mean, there's plenty of tracks to play, and it's a fun way to get your gamble on. And, you know, they're doing the betting on Madden and all that stuff, too, so you got plenty of opportunities to play. Sign up today for an exclusive opportunity at a $500 welcome bonus. Just go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. For those of you who are working, hope you're getting through your day fine. For those of you who are stuck at home, have a beer with us. We'll just chill here over the next hour plus. And can I do one quick PSA? Because I've gotten like this same text from three different people about a rumor that's out there that is not true. That, you know, whenever you see something that somebody posts on Facebook or tweets, take a look at the website. If it's from something called portal.24hours.com and it's the only place that has it, it's BS. So just anything you see like that, rather than spread it around or retweet it, go look on a legitimate website. And if you find it there, okay, that's different. Because misinformation right now is not just dangerous, it's just stupid. And a lot of people are spreading it. So, hey guys, I listen to you every day faithfully. I've been wondering if since they closed the beaches here in Galveston, am I able to go fishing, considering I recently got my fishing license back in January. I think you can still fish, but you can't do it on the beach because those are closed. But there's plenty of places. But if you're going to do it, make sure it's not at a crowded pier, you know. That's,
don't fish around
probably not
people.
A good idea. Yeah, yeah, just, and that's the great thing about fishing. It's pretty solitary if you do it right. But, yeah, I mean, I would just check with, I would maybe check with the Galveston County Sheriff's Department or Fish and Wildlife and just find out what you can do and what you can't do. And then be smart. It's like I was saying earlier, we really wanted to go camping this weekend and then just decided maybe that's not the best idea. So, yeah. Somebody says, that's what fake news is. The term is taking on a different connotation. Absolutely. And Facebook is where fake news started. Where basically would just, there was one about, you know, Tom Brady 4 years ago, you know, shocking revelation that Tom Brady is going to quit this year and stuff like that. And it got all over Facebook. And it was from some website that if it has more than one name, like portal.24hours.com, it's probably fake news.
It's probably been, the site's probably been invented in like the last couple months, so.
Yeah, yeah. So it's real simple, man. Just go check on legitimate websites. And, you know, I always bang on my old friends at the Chronicle, but they're doing a great job right now keeping everybody up. They've got coronavirus updates. And right now the site's free, which I appreciate what they're doing because I get a lot of news from there. And, you know, just make sure that you're doing your best to, you know, consume real stuff, not what you're seeing on Facebook. Because my goodness, some of these things that it just drives me nuts. So, got one little sports thing for you.
Feed it to me.
the if there is a Major League Baseball season, and again, I think the odds are pretty slim, they're discussing the 14-team playoff scenario. So your thoughts on that, just going with 14 teams in a shortened season?
I'm not thrilled about – I made it clear already I wasn't thrilled about the 14 games – or the 14 playoff teams, but it looks like – I mean, I guess that's already decided. In a short
season.
Well,
it is for the NFL, but now baseball's talking about it too.
Oh,
and they had
okay.
talked about it. Yeah, they had talked about it before, but it was that goofy thing where you pick your opponent and all that.
Oh, they're not doing that though.
They're not. I mean, they're discussing it, but the plan would be to go to 14 teams.
I mean,
know, if the season shortened.
I don't necessarily think that's the worst idea. Well, and I don't care much about how many teams make the playoffs, but I do care about. The season being shortened. That's one league that it could almost use this thing to come up with a model for a shorter season, which I know they'll never do, but they probably should think about it. I really like the way that they've done their playoffs. I'd be interested to see what the format would be for it, but I would imagine that it'd be all right.
Yeah, I mean. I mean, it gives them an excuse to test it, right? Because it's not going to be a traditional season. So I'd be okay with it. I'm in general against it because unless your team is involved, playoff baseball can be unwatchable. Now, maybe these things they've done with the pitchers will speed it up a little bit. But, I mean, I like this is the time to try something. If you wind up with a 64-game schedule, then why not do something different? And, you know, I'm in general against playoff expansion, but I'm more bothered by the NFL because that's the one league that absolutely works to me. And, you know, but it's real easy. They're losing a lot of money and they're going to lose a lot of money. So how do you make that money up? More playoffs.
That's it.
And you're not going to make it all back, but that's how you, honor your TV contracts and everything else. So it's so funny though, that so much of what we do is sports related, and I got to tell you, I'm just more worried about, you know, local businesses and small businesses and things like that and people that aren't in the sports world and how they're going to deal with it, because baseball is going to be fine. The NFL is going to be fine. All these sports leagues will be fine. And, you know, I think there's a couple that could use some contraction, to be honest with you. But,
yeah.
You know, you know, whatever they wind up doing, they'll be okay, even if they don't play for a year. Because you know where we learned that? 1994, when baseball just said, you know what, we're going on strike. We're not going to finish the season. Well, guess what? They came back. They made money. So just because they're being forced to this time. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if you saw this earlier. Lamont sent me a story. That you know who's going to benefit most from the breakout in Italy?
Who's
the
that?
Mafia? The mafia.
Why the mafia? Why?
Well, because they're already. It's a really fascinating story. It's on my Twitter timeline. If you guys get a chance to read it, but they're already making plans for like all these small businesses where they can, you know, basically loan shark the hell out of them to keep them in business, and then they get to control it. And
yeah,
protection.
That makes some sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, if things get really bad, I think we just form our own mafia here.
I mean, we can try. I'm not sure how that'll work out.
Well, I mean, we'll be a friendly mafia. We're not going to whack people. I mean, maybe you have to whack a couple people just to...
I'm open to efforts. How about that?
Yeah. Well, just, you know, scare them a little. It's, you know, I think... there's like three different mafia families. Like I said, it's a really good read, and just check my timeline for it. And if you want something to read right now, it's pretty funny how, you know, they're still forward thinking. We keep thinking they're gone, and nope. They're figuring out how to deal with. And I think that's, you know, a lot of. We always talk about this when times get really tough. What do people go to? Things that give them comfort. Alcohol during the during Prohibition. Gambling, sex. I mean, those businesses do better when things get bad because the people who do have money need some kind of release. So, you know, there's the mob. Take care of it. No problem.
Always coming through.
I kind of like it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm for. I think anybody that can make a living in these times, good for them. All right, 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776. A32 says whoever spreads those fake news should have their account suspended for at least 48 hours. The problem is,
who's deciding what's fake and what's not? That's the other thing.
Well, but I mean, if something's just completely untrue, that's one thing. But they write these things like they're a real story, and
right.
You read the headline and it looks like it's a real story. You're like, oh wow, and most people don't know to go and look and see what the website is before you do it. Because, you know, every now and then somebody will send me something that looks funny as hell, and then I'll look at it and go, I bet this isn't real. And then you go check on it. And sometimes it's funny enough to use anyway, but you have to let people know it's not real. But they make them to look like real news,
yep.
Which, you know, and it's easy. Somebody asked, do you think the heat on the Astros will dissipate if they don't play this season?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing. It's just going to be like Bill O'Brien.
There'll be a spike again once they do start playing.
Yeah, but I bet it's not the same as it would have been had they started on time.
Yeah.
And it's just like they would have gotten past it, but it still would have sucked. But I think now people are just going to be so damn happy to have sports back.
Yep.
And baseball that they're going to be like, all right, so you cheated. Let's move on to the next thing.
Forget it.
Yeah.
All right, guess what you can get during this hard time? Carboc. That'll fix everything. I say that all the time. And here's the thing about Carboc right now. They are not doing beer to go from their brewery. The restaurant is not open for to go service. So if you want your Carboc, you go to the grocery store. And guys, they've got everything out there right now. They've got something for everybody. The Love Street, Hopadillo, Crawford Box, Southern Wheat, Light Circus. They've got an IPA four-pack mix. They've got their traditional four-pack mix, which has like Love Street, Crawford Box, the Southern Wheat in it. And they've got the BBH four-packs are still available in some stores. They're continuing to pump out beer during this time, and they're getting it out to all the grocery stores so you can get there and get you some. If there are bars that deliver or that are doing beer to go, or they're doing growler fills and stuff like that, and they normally serve Carboc, you can, of course, get the beer from there. But, again, hit your local grocery store and pick up some Carboc to get you through these tough days, tough weeks. Follow my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to find out everything they got going on at the brewery. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carboc.
You need a taste of your own medicine. 'Cause I'm sick to death for swallowing. Watch me take the wheel like you, not feel like you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and joining us now is Mr. Draft, the god of NFL.com, and also, you know, pretty big noise here at Gal Media, our buddy Lance Zierlein. How you holding up, buddy?
I'm good. Just trying to stay busy amongst all the kids. So it's a little tough getting these deadlines done here at the house, I can tell you that.
How close are you to being done with everything? How many players you have left?
Oh, I still have about 70. So that's more than I usually have now with what amounts to about 23 days to go for me. So I'll be locked in every single day.
How's it going with the kids there? I mean, I can't imagine. You got a pretty crowded house.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I had to do the show. I've got another house where I can. A friend of mine has a house that he's out of town, and he lets me use his house to do the radio show. But the problem is where I can wire it up. It's not a problem. It's quiet. But his internet was down yesterday, so they got it fixed. I did the show from my house today, which is a little more challenging, but they stayed, you know, I was able to keep it quiet long enough. But by the end, everyone was waking up. I was like, oh, good thing this is rolling to an end, because this is going to have 0% chance of working. And luckily, they got that internet fixed over there. So I head over there, and I'll be good to go. I had, you know what I had? I got, so in our neighborhood, I don't know what you guys are doing, but in our neighborhood, on Saturday, we just went outside, had some drinks, set up, you know, set up our lawn chairs, and just, you know, we're talking with the adults across the street from us. And it's nice, things you kind of take for granted is you almost look forward to them now. Just go taking a walk around the block and maybe running into somebody, you know, a neighbor where you can just have a conversation. It's I don't know. It's kind of nice to just have those little things that you definitely take for granted kind of make a little bit of a difference now.
Yeah, our setup is kind of cool because our balcony is about, you know, 8 feet from our neighbors on each side. And pretty much every night we'll go out there and one of them are out there and we, you know, just chat and keep up with each other. And it's kind of stuff that, yeah, we do that with one of our neighbors anyway. We just hang out all the time. But it's just kind of, you know, it's nice seeing people actually converse and get to know their neighbors a little bit.
Well, I think what's also interesting is that this is kind of the stuff that used to happen, like pre-internet. When I was a kid, you know, it wasn't that unusual for people to just come over. Now, you know, you got your 6 foot rule now, which is a lot different than the 3 feet rule that was, you know, put in place at strip clubs. This is a 6 foot rule, completely different. But, you know, people just used to show up and just come over to my family's house whenever I was a kid. And, you know, my parents had some friends that they would visit with or whatever the case may be. I think at least some people, maybe I have, but I think people kind of gotten away from just the regular conversations because you don't have to have them. And now that you can't have them with anybody, it's almost like you kind of want to seek that out and at least people you like and you want to hang out with a little bit. It's kind of nice just to take a break, especially if you have kids. Because when you have kids, that's just a different level. That is a different level of congestion in one small area.
So when's the next mock draft come out?
I don't have to have another one until right before the draft, I think sometime in late April.
Is it? I mean, what can change between now and then? What I mean, it's almost, oh, it almost
I,
seems
well,
like
I wrote what, an article what? Today. Like, for example, today I spent about four hours to write an article. That 3.5 to 4 hours writing an article that was about ranking the positions. Good starters.
Oh, we lost.
Functional depth. Yeah. So, like, the top was wide receivers. The bottom was interior offensive line, centers and guards. And so that was a thousand word article that I did, and I had to go do a bunch of research. And it just takes time. I take time to do that. So I do that. I have, I'll have seventy players write up. They're going to give me, I'll have about three more articles between now and then that I'll have to write. Like the week of the draft, I'll have a lot of articles. And then I have to see if they're going to send the camera down for me to do TV at some point at, I'll have to set it up at my buddy's house. But I may have to start doing some TV hits, not through FaceTime, but with one of those, you know, fancy Ian Rappaport in the house cameras. So I may do that and put some little Easter eggs for our listeners in the background.
So there was a lot of talk about the draft,
for example.
Yeah, that'll go over well. So I know that there's some people who aren't happy that the draft is going on at the regular time, and I know you talk to a lot of people around the league, and they're not happy that Goodell is being such a tyrant about it. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to change. You'd literally have to push the draft back to June to get what these teams want. What the teams want is they do want more time, but they want medicals. They want medicals on these undrafted free agents or players, not undrafted free agents, but players who didn't go to who didn't get to go to the combine, who weren't invited. They want the medicals. They want to see them work out and have pro days. They want to see guys work out and have pro days, like Thaddeus Moss, for example, from LSU. He didn't run. He didn't work out. And they want to see him run. They want to see, what's this guy? You know, we have questions about his athleticism. We need to see it. We have questions about this player who ran a, you know, Cam Dantzler ran a 4.640, a cornerback out of Mississippi State. They want to see him run again and see if there was something, you know, to because if he runs a 4.52 at a pro day, hand time with their scout they trust, then that may push him back up the board. So, and the medicals are a big deal. Medical rechecks for Tua. Like, Tua can do whatever he wants, but the fact is, he's going to have to get imaging done on his hip and everything the teams need. And then the team's doctors are going to have to make determinations on what they think. I talked to one front office personnel guy today who's, he thinks Tua is going to fall in the draft.
How far?
I'm believing he'll fall past six, but he thinks he could fall because teams simply will not. And he tells me this every year, and he's right almost every year. Guys with medicals, just medical concerns, tend to fall because teams don't want to take those chances. And unless they have their answers. And with Tua, there still aren't the answers that they want. Not yet.
Well, obviously,
Lance Erlein.
Oh, I was going to say, obviously, Tua is the guy at the top of this thing who's got medical issues. Are there any other players that are being looked at in that same light as, like, you know, they could have some sort of a tumble because of the questionable medicals?
Well, I mean, there's some guys who, you know, I think Rashard Lawrence is a guy from LSU who's another one who has some issues. David Wood. I mean, there's guys who I already knew headed into combine. But, you know, even things like Brian Edwards, who was injured, who couldn't run at the combine because he's coming off of an injury. I mean, they want to just see how the injury's progressing. Guys who didn't, I think anybody that didn't run that they had questions about their speed, just off the top of my head, I'm trying to think if there's a cornerback who didn't run. Trayvon Diggs did not run at the combine. I don't know that speed is, I think people assume he's in the low 4.5, so I don't think that will kill him. But for some teams, that will be an issue. But mostly it is going to be guys coming off of injury who they just want their doctors to take a look whenever they come in for their top 30 visits. Well, there are no top 30 visits. And I know that teams are doing these video conferences with prospects, linking up the executives, the scouts, the personnel guys, and even the coaches. And they can get 3 one-hour sessions with a prospect per week. So if you really like a prospect, you can get them more than, you know, you can. Actually, no, maybe 3 total. I got to check and see on that one how that works. But I know that one team told me they had, I mean, it's like a restaurant. They're booking, they're getting booked up very, very quickly. And players are getting booked up quickly because 32 teams are checking in with these prospects trying to get, you know, video conferencing calls done, and then you got to hope that the players are somewhere where they can do it.
That's Lance Erlein. You can hear him on the bench in the mornings. You can read his stuff on NFL.com. If I could ask you about one more guy, because it seems like before the season started, Grant Delpit was considered one of the better defensive players in college football. Uh-huh. The team goes out, wins a national championship. He's a little iffy at times, and it seems like his stock has really tumbled. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, and I think people are going to be very surprised where he gets drafted. There's still a segment of people who believe he's a, you know, who are working under the assumption he's a first rounder. Not only is he not a first rounder, he might not be a second rounder. And so, I got one team's draft board. They have him in the fourth. I had him in the third. I think there's going to be some teams who just don't want to touch him because he's had a ton of missed tackles the last 2 years. He hits really hard but doesn't wrap up, which leads to missed tackles, but it also leads to concerns about potential durability issues. And then he was hurt. He played hurt this year, which is one of the reasons that he – I mean, he's a tough guy, but teams want to see him run too, and he's not going to run. And there's a thought that he might be in a 4.6. So now you got a guy who they think might run a 4.6. They question whether or not he can play deep safety and cover And then he's not a very consistent tackler and hasn't been during his career. So I think when you don't tackle well, I don't care what, there's a guy named Gerard Holloman from Louisville in 2015. He won, what's the award for the DB? The Jim Thorpe Award. And he had 14 interceptions in 1 year. He got drafted in the seventh round because he was a bad tackler and he was out of the league within 2 years. Delp is a much better player, but my point is, no matter what your name is, if you don't tackle consistently and you're a safety, and then they question whether or not you can run, that's a major concern. So just because he's got a big name, that really doesn't matter to NFL teams. And I think the general public who, you know, has just been riding on that same narrative, a lot of them are going to be surprised that he's going to fall down to the third, maybe fourth round.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein, and hope you stay sane, buddy, and hopefully we'll be past all this soon enough and back to making fun of each other in the office here soon.
I know. We're doing videos tomorrow, so Brandon's already reached out, so me and Granada are doing a video tomorrow for SportsMap.
Cool. Yeah, that's he's come up with a pretty cool plan for those, so make sure you check it out. All right, Lance, we'll talk to you again soon, man.
All right, be safe, guys.
All right, that is Lance Zierlein. We are going to take a very quick break. And you know what? I'm going to push the gym of the day back because there's a bunch of stuff on Twitter I want to get caught up on that people have asked about. So don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sweetness. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, wrapping up hour number two. And appreciate Lance Zierlein hopping on with us as always. We've been less sportsy less sportsy than last week. Although we do have some football to talk a little bit later. Vanna White was trending, but it's because of Trump. I thought Vanna White maybe had caught the coronavirus. So thank God she's okay.
Sorry, I was entertaining my damn dog who finally got down here and has been trying to get in the room now for basically the entire show. So,
what a dummy.
Well, unlike kids, she doesn't listen. I did tell Aaron to give me a 30-second warning, and his phone didn't go off. So, Aaron, how are you holding up? What have you been up to over the weekend?
Spent a lot of time playing MLB The Show, both 19 and 20.
Why would you play 19 and 20?
Because I started a Road to the Show campaign on 19 about 3 weeks before I got 20 from Courtney.
Okay.
So I was sitting there playing on Saturday, and I was like, well, I need to have a report on how 20 is. So I told my wife while she's sitting there watching, because this is her sports now, hey, Google if you can carry over a Road to the Show campaign from one to the other. She takes about 5 minutes. It's like, nope, I don't see it. All right. So we take a break. I think I had lunch, and then I'm sitting there on the couch. We're watching TV for a second. I was like, I wonder. I Google. Within 30 seconds, I found the answer. Yeah, it'll carry over. Just save it to your PlayStation cloud, and it jumps right over. So then I started playing 20 on Saturday night and played it all day yesterday.
All right. That's productive.
Yeah.
And I'm not being sarcastic.
No, that's sarcasm. It's not productive at all.
I do a lot of cooking, and no. I play a lot of PlayStation. That's about it.
No, I mean, hey, anything to keep your mind occupied, man. I'm about to dive back into the Xbox world pretty hard, I think. So,
Aaron, do you have a dog?
I have a dog and two cats.
All right. Have you been walking the dog?
Yes, we have.
Okay, that's good. You're walking in groups?
Me and my wife are.
Oh, no. Listen, you need to stay 6 feet away from your wife at all times.
I told her I should probably stay up here.
That's what Fred's been doing for years. I've been doing it for the last week or two. I mean, that's the only way.
Soon she goes on emergency fallback, where if anybody in NASA gets sick in mission control, they shut the whole room down and move to a whole new room with a new team. She's on the backup team.
See, she's going to get that space Rona. You got to be careful with that, man.
I haven't heard of that one. You'll have to enlighten me.
Oh, yeah. That's like ancient astronaut theorists suggest that if you get the space Rona, you're really in trouble. So
I should tell her to up her life insurance now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good plan, man. Definitely.
If not, I'm going to have to go get a real job.
Well, listen, you're stuck with us for a while.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ride this thing out. I got a rotation in place. You're stuck in it.
I hate to break it to you. The job market right now is not the greatest. So.
Yeah. You ain't getting a better job than this right now.
Lamont asks, I wonder how long racetracks will remain open now that they found out animals are testing positive for the virus. Interestingly enough, we brought this up last week, and hey, I'm glad to have the distraction. I don't know how smart it is, especially the jocks room, which is basically a gym with a sauna and all this stuff. And I know they're taking precautions, but it really is. I really am uncomfortable that they're continuing to run. Now, Santa Anita had to shut down Friday because L.A. County deemed them non-essential. And yeah, I've been in touch with a couple of my friends out there, and they're having a hearing tomorrow to see if they can get back going for the weekend. And their take on it is, it's really, I mean, they make a good argument that those same people who have to be there every day to exercise the horses and feed the horses, and the horses have to, you know, have a certain routine. Those are the same people that are there on race day, but they don't make any money whatsoever if they don't race. And so they're not really changing anything. The same people are around each other all the time. So that's the argument they're going to make with LA County. We'll see if it works, but one of the jockeys at Gulfstream tested positive for it. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It certainly looks bad, but I mean, I get where they're coming from, that those people have to be there anyway, or the horses are going to die. So That's the argument they're making. And, you know, we'll see if that actually flies. He also sent us a picture of the 205 or 405 in Los Angeles. Did you see that?
There's no one there. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I know it still looks a lot like business as usual around here, but the traffic is still nothing. I haven't really been out. I think today is the first day I went to get some stuff from the gas station. And it just so happens that while I was going by there, I don't know if you saw that nutball jump off of 45 onto Emancipation.
No.
He ran across 45. It was some guy with multiple felony warrants. He runs across 45. Across traffic, which there's still enough traffic there to make that, you know, like a third level of Frogger, still gets across and then jumps off the freeway down onto Emancipation over by Gray, and then the police caught him. So I just happened to.
So he jumped off 45 and still got caught?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a pretty ballsy move if you ask me. If you can cross the freeway and not get hit and jump off down to the street below, pretty damn impressive. So, but yeah, they caught him. But yeah, I happened to see all the police over there. I'm like, I probably don't need to be in this area because it's about a half mile from where I am. 713-780-ESPN. And somebody, Greg says, my friend had an autographed Mickey Mantle card. His sister got pissed off one day and burned his whole collection.
Oh.
He lost upwards of $35,000. Yeah. One of these days I'll tell a story about how one of my exes tried to burn all my guitars.
Oh.
She was a little bit bat bleep.
Yeah, but all right. Let's talk about the time that you burned your ex's crotch.
Hey, man. It was one trip to a strip club. Things got out of hand. I came home that night. And, yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
How it goes to get me, honey. ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.